supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Salamu alaikum, you're listening to another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about living by the Quran. قلب ينبض بالقرآن وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق Today, Friday, 27th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 21st of May, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 13th of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is Chapter Ar-Ra'd, verse 28, which you listen to.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب
Those who have believed and whose hearts are assured by the remembrance of Allah, unquestionably, by the remembrance of Allah, hearts are assured.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who acknowledge the unity of Allah and accept His attributes and the prophetic mission of His Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, and embrace whatever has been revealed from him, and their hearts are set at rest by the remembrance of Allah, allow Allah to soothe their hearts, writing His blessings and rewards with the thought of Him. And His grace and favors, for Allah's promise is decisive, and nothing will soothe the anxious hearts better than His divine truthful promises. To remember Allah does not mean merely paying lip service to Him, though it is one of the clear examples of thinking of Him. For what counts is thinking of Allah in all circumstances, in particular at the time of committing sin. We are speaking about living by the Quran. Humanity, having been bound to academics and subjected to the beliefs of those who were misformed, have given way to an emergency of a belief system based on idolatry. At the same time, some religious institutions have placed varying degrees of pressure on people. Thus, the thoughts of men were cast into the darkness. Yet the Holy Quran is the light and clarity that will bring people out of this darkness. The Holy Quran, which addresses nature and the essence of all things in other words, life itself, differs in this regard from other books that see men as an addressee from the outer realm. The Quran was able to change the course of history because it is life in and of itself. It is the essence of all things. Muslims throughout history never viewed the Quran as a written book. They felt its presence as though it was a living being.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Arab English Radio and another show on how to live according to Al-Quran, a comprehensive Quranic guide for life from Arab English Radio. The Holy Quran outlines a code of ethical conduct that governs various aspects of life, from business transactions to personal relationships. Muslims are urged to uphold these moral principles in all their interactions and decisions. Central to living according to the Quran is the practice of Salat, the practice of Salah, the ritual prayer performed five times a day. These prayers serve as a means of direct communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a source of spiritual nourishment. The Quran highlights the importance of devotion, mindfulness, and humility in worship, encouraging believers to maintain a strong connection with their Creator. The Quran provides guidance on marriage, family, and parenting, stressing the importance of harmonious and loving relationships within the family unit. It outlines the roles and responsibilities of spouses, parents, and children, emphasizing mutual respect, support, and compassion as essential components of family life. Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
A good life. Allah says, whoever acts righteously, whether male or female, should he be faithful, we shall revive him with a good life and pay them with reward by the best of what they used to do. This is one of the promises of Allah that he will definitely fulfill. However, whoever acts righteously in this world, no matter his gender, as long as he or she believes in Allah and Islam, Allah will grant him or her a good life and will reward him or her in this world and the next. We have been witness to many examples of such people. Of course, such people are the happiest people in the world, not because they are rich, but rather because they are content with what Allah has given them in life. That is why the Prophet Muhammad have said,
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
One way to use the Quran to improve our life is to its companions. The Quran will act as an intercessor. Many Sahih Hadiths demonstrate that on the Day of Judgment, the Quran will intervene for its companions. One of the companions of the Prophet says, I hear the Messenger of Allah say, read the Quran, for it will come on the day of resurrection, interceding for its companions.
Rasulullah says, when you recite in your house the Quran, then your house will shine for the people of heaven, like a stars which shine for the people of the earth. أَضَاءَ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ كَمَا تُضِيءُ نُجُومُ السَّمَاءِ لِأَهْلِ الدُّنْيَا. Also there is hadith, very famous hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. خياركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach the Quran. There is a hadith which says, Mu'min should not be dying except either he is teaching the Quran or learning the Quran. You should be in one of the two conditions. And you know, these go hand in hand. You never stop learning. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In aratum aisha su'ada wa mawta shuhada wa najata yawm al-hasra wa dhil yawm al-harur wa al-huda yawm al-dhalala. If you want your life be life of those who have sa'ada, those who are fortunate, those who have happiness, felicity. Yeah, Saeed. If you want your life be a very happy life. And if you want to die like martyrs, and if you want to be saved on the day of Hasra, the day that is the day of regret, why we didn't do well. And if you want shadow on the day of heat, day of judgment. And if you want guidance on the day of misguidance, when people are going astray, if you want guidance, Fadrusul Quran. The key to reach all these things is to study the Quran. فَإِنَّهُ كَلَامُ الرَّحْمَانِ. This is the word of Allah. وَحِرْزٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. And a protection from Satan. وَالرُّجْحَانٌ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. And also will give you weight on your scale. Because this scale has to go down. مَنْ ثَقُلَّتْ مَوَازِينُ. One of the things that can make your scale, inshallah, heavy is to study the Quran.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. And we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat. Al-Qur'an Nurun wa Bayan. Al-Qur'an Hadiyul Iman. Al-Qur'an Miskul Khitan.
Food for thought.
Hello, everyone. Here is another thought-provoking saying for our guidance from Prophet Muhammad. Blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Live among people in such a manner that if you die, they weep for you, and if you are alive, they crave for your company.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, so I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Jafar as-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about the necessity of migrating from places populated with sinners. As you know, migration or hijrat, this is a very important concept within Islam. As you know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he migrated from Mecca to Medina, right? And this is a very significant event in Islamic history, probably the most significant event in the life of the Holy Prophet after the initial reception of revelation and wahi. And, you know, so this is, Muslims consider this as a sunnah of the Holy Prophet, as one of his, you know, manners. And, you know, there's also, and for this reason, you know, many Muslims have done this throughout history. In fact, in the time of the Holy Prophet, you know, some of the believers, with the permission of the Holy Prophet, they migrated to Ethiopia. And, you know, Muslims continue to do this today. If they are in a situation where they cannot preserve their faith and, or, you know, they're in danger, from the point of view of their life or their wealth, Muslims have been known to migrate. So in this connection, Imam Sadiq al-Islam, in this hadith, he mentions why it's necessary to migrate from places which are populated with sinners. Of course, there is no place on this earth, unfortunately, no city, no country, no land, no continent, which is without people who are sinners, right? So what this means then, what does this mean then? This means that it is necessary and incumbent upon us to migrate from a place which is so populated with sinners, that it becomes cumbersome or impossible for us to protect our faith or maybe the faith of our children or our families if we continue to inhabit those places and reside in those lands. In this connection, there are verses of the Holy Quran which can kind of affirm the same theme. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran we read, "Indeed, those whom the angels take away while they are wrongdoing themselves, they ask, 'What state were you in?' They reply, 'We were abased in the land.' They say, Was not Allah's earth vast enough so that you might migrate in it? The refuge of such shall be hell, and it is an evil destination. Right? So these people who offer the excuse that we were in such a place that we could not preserve our faith. Right? Allah, the angels, will ask them, well, you could have migrated, so why didn't you migrate? Of course, this is in the case where obviously migration is possible. It's possible for some people, for it to be impossible for some people to migrate and to leave the places they're in. For such people, no sin is upon them. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said the following with regards to Allah's verse in the Holy Quran, O my servants who have faith, the earth is indeed vast, so worship only me. He said, when Allah is disobeyed in a place that you are in, leave it and go somewhere else. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the necessity of migrating from places populated with sinners in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and brother Hussein Akbari. So I'm really glad that I have you with me here in this session. Assalamu alaikum, Ali Nasir. How are you?
Alaykum assalam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Great. Good. How are you, Hussein?
Fine.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Job. Good job. So everyone is fine here, brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Hope you are fine and all right. Inshallah, today in this session, we will talk about Ayah 76 and Ayah 77 in Surah Ali Imran on page
120
yeah, the one ayah is on page 121. So guys, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, turn to page 120 first, and then inshallah we'll move on to 121, ayah 76 and ayah 77 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Let's get started by listening to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا والله هو السميع العليم. قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل.
ما شاء الله. Nice recitation. Ali Nasir and Hussein, in this session you will learn a beautiful topic, and inshallah we'll talk about it. So hope you learn inshallah, but we'll have a short explanation. Okay,
then you have to refer to the Tafasir books if you want to learn more. All right, Hussein, okay?
Yes.
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let's see what does Allah Almighty say in Ayah 76 of Surah Al-Ma'idah on page 120. قُلْ أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Say, O Prophet, to the people, do you worship besides Allah what has no power to bring you any benefit or harm? Wallahu huwa sami'un alim. While Allah Almighty, He is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. Then Allah Almighty says in the next ayah, Ayah 77, you're on page 121. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Say, Prophet, O people of the book, لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ. Do not unduly exceed the bounds in your religion. Stop exaggerating. Stop going, exceeding, like crossing the lines, for example. لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غير الحق, in a wrong way. ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل. And do not follow the fancies of a people who went astray in the past before you. وأضلوا كثيرا, and they led many people to a wrong way, to astray. They misled the other people. وضلوا عن سواء السبيل, and they themselves strayed from the right path. They were misled. Okay. Beautiful point here in this ayah. Look, some people were worshipping Prophet Isa, and they were believing like Prophet Isa is the God. While Prophet Isa, okay, cannot bring them any harm or any benefit.
Yes.
Without permission of God, without the power that God has given them. If Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he had miracles, yes? One of his miracles was that he was reviving the dead bodies, yes?
Yes.
Was it of his own power?
No.
No. He was doing it by the permission of
Allah.
God. So, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, without the permission of God, he was reviving the people, okay, the dead bodies. He was also curing the illnesses, okay? All were by the permission of God.
Allah.
So if Prophet Isa alayhi salam, he himself, okay, Prophet Isa alayhi salam, was worshipping the God. But there is also one more thing, that some people are worshipping idols. Yes or no?
Yes.
The idols. For example, you have an idol here, okay? In Farsi, you call it Mujassama, yes? But Mujassama, okay. Some people are worshipping this. Oh God, please forgive me this. Come on. Is that your God? It cannot bring you any happiness. It cannot bring you any benefit. It cannot bring you any harm. Why do you worship it? It's just a stone. It doesn't change anything to you. In fact, if you see like your dua, your prayer is heard, okay? It's because Allah hears it up there, okay? It's not this stone, yes? So this kind of false beliefs, okay, lead us to astray, lead us to a wrong path. That's why Allah Almighty says, asks a question that wants us to stop doing this. Why are you stopping this, complaining from us? أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ actually tells the Prophet to ask the Christians, okay? Not us, we are believing in God. أَتَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرَّ وَلَا نَفْعَ. Do you worship besides Allah what something that has no power to bring you any benefit or harm? Yes? وَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ. And Allah is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. Then Allah Almighty also says, لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ غَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. Do not go astray. Do not exceed the bounties of religion in a false way. Okay? Do not follow. A lot of people were saying that, نَحْنُ وَجَدْنَا أَبَاءَنَا. We have found our forefathers in this path. We follow this religion. We follow these beliefs. Why? Because, well, our fathers, they were following this religion. Okay, they were following, but they were false. They were in a wrong way. They were having the wrong belief. It doesn't mean that because he was your father, you have to follow him.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Are we ready to have a quick review of the Tajweed rules?
Yes.
Okay. Ali Nasir, ready?
Yes.
Let's recite a salawat ending. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil faraj. Qul ata'buduna min dunillahi ma la yamliku lakum darran wa la naf'a wallahu huwas sami'ul alim. Hussein, can you read it for us once?
Yes.
Read it, please.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا
أحسنتم ما شاء الله حسين
والله هو السميع العليم
Superb, thank you. So, Ali Nasir, what do you think the first Tajweed rule, which we have to pay attention to, is?
The pronunciation of letter.
Letters, okay, Qaf. Good job. Which letters?
Qaf.
Qa, qul.
Yes.
It's different from ka.
Yes.
Nice, next one.
Ayn.
Ayn and Hamza.
Yeah.
We have to pay attention to both of them. A, a.
And we have Dad.
Dad, Darraw.
Yeah, and Ha.
Ha. So these are easy. So good. Next rule. What about the word Min Dunillah? How do you read that?
Yeah, we have Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. The rule Ikhfa must be applied. Good job. How do you read it?
Min Dunillahi.
Ahsantu. Min Dunillahi. You hide the sound of Noon here. Okay. ما لا يملك لكم
ضرّوا
ضرّوا Okay, تنوين plus واو you merge them ضرّن ولا نفع How do you say that?
ضرّوا ولا نفع
ضرّوا ولا نفع But because you make a pause here تنوين فتحة changes to
ألف مات
نفعا
نف
نف
Ah,
mashallah. Wallahu huwas sami'ul 'alim. Next ayah. Qul ya ahlal kitab. Ya ahl. Two words. Okay, but they are connected.
Yeah.
So the mad is not wajib. You can extend the mad or ignore the mad. La taghlu fi dinikum ghayral haqqi. ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم أهواء ألف مد and
حمزة
both in the same word
yes
the mad is
واجب
متصل you have to extend the sound to up to five counts or six counts قوم قد ضلوا علي ناصر how do you read it
قوم قد
أحسنت قوم قد ضلوا من قبل again the same
again.
وأضلوا كثيرا how do you read that Hussein وأضلوا كثيرا أحسنت again merge the sound كثيرا وضلوا عن You hide the sound here. عن سواء السبيل. Ready to read up after me?
Yes.
Okay. That was all. Okay. Tajweed rules. They were easy. Let's repeat. Listen and repeat after me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا
قل أتعبدون من دون الله ما لا يملك لكم ضرا ولا نفعا
والله هو السميع العليم
والله هو السميع العليم
قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق ولا تتبعوا
قل يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم غير الحق ولا تتبعوا
ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل وأضلوا كثيرا
ولا تتبعوا أهواء قوم قد ضلوا من قبل وأضلوا كثيرا
وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل
وأضلوا كثيرا وضلوا عن سواء السبيل
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much Hassan, Hussein and Ali Nasser Brothers and sisters Thank you so much for being with us Stay with IRB English Radio inshallah In the coming sessions We'll be again here with you Thanks to IRB English Radio And Sevier International Schools and Network So that's all Thank you Wassalamu alaikum ورحمة الله وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Very warm welcome to yet another episode of The Last Savior. This is your host, Zainab, and I have had the pleasure to be with Dr. Karimi in the studio. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
My pleasure.
Well, we are here to know more about the Imam of our time. The answers of our guest expert will be based on the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the narrations of Imam of our time. Talking about the narrations of Imam of our time, you said to us in the previous episode that we are blessed with the treasure of knowledge through Imam as well. And Imam has written a lot about ethics. Talking about ethics, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The most lovable among you in the eyes of Allah is the one who possesses good ethics." So what Imam has to say about ethics?
In the previous session, we talked about more than 100 tawqi or narrations that we have received from Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And as I explained, a number of them talk about ethics and moral issues. And it would be of great significance for us, the Shia, living in a time of the major occultation, to know about the moral and ethical instructions of the Imam of our time.
Right.
So they are in different topics. So inshallah, in each session, we can talk about a few of them.
Right.
The first title that I have chosen, which is very important for the Shia, is about a kind of unity among the Shia.
Right.
So no doubt about the concept of unity between all Muslims, Shia and Sunni. But again, sometimes we, take care of unity between Shia and Sunni, and we ignore the unity among the Shia.
Right.
And for different excuses, sometimes in different countries, we see some divisions among the Shia for different excuses. Based on race, nationality, and
sometimes the propaganda,
exactly, cultural issues, especially political issues.
Right.
So I believe that at the end of the day, all these Shia, they believe in the wilayah of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam,
right,
and 12 Imams. So it's very unfortunate to see such divisions among the Shia, and the leaders of the different communities should think about these issues. Sometimes the leaders can be blamed for such divisions.
Right.
So in one narration, which is reported that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam has addressed Sheikh al-Mufid, he says that Shammalahumullah bi barakatina wa du'a'ina insha'Allah. This is a dua, a supplication of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring all the Shia together to be united through our blessing and through prayer, inshallah.
Inshallah.
So this is showing how Imam Mahdi al-Salam himself is concerned about the unity among the Shia. So I'm not going to go to the details. I know that in many cases there are differences,
right,
when it comes to social issues, political issues, cultural issues, economic issues. But at the end of the day, as Muslims, we claim that we can be united with all the followers of divine religions.
Right.
Does it mean that we put aside the differences? No. We express on commonalities.
Right.
Shia and Sunni, we have so many differences.
Right.
And some of them are important, but still we put emphasis on commonalities. Exactly.
Right.
When it comes to the Shia, again, I know that there might be differences of ideas, but at the end of the day, we are the only followers of the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam on this planet. So it would be great if we can come together and put aside all those, not ignore the differences, but put emphasis on the commonalities.
Right. We will discuss more with you, Dr. Karimi, but let's take a short break. We'll be back in a while.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old pain. Close the bright morning.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. We are with Dr. Karimi, and we are talking about what Imam says about ethics. So Dr. Karimi said he would guide us through certain titles. So the first thing that Imam is putting emphasis on is unity. Unity among Shia as well. We are, as Muslims, we try to put on a lot of emphasis on our differences, what are our differences with different sects. But as they say, unity is strength. So Imam is trying to emphasize on the concept of unity. We also have the concept of Jamaat in Islam. We also have the concept of du'as getting accepted in Jamaat. We also have some great Islamic leaders who worked on unity, like we have Imam Khomeini, who just to eradicate the differences between Shias and Sunnis, gave this concept of Unity Week. We have Islamic Unity Conferences here. So there are some leaders who are working on the unity even today, but unfortunately, there's much more going on in this world just to divide, just to create discord. And Imam, we have to remember at this time what he is guiding us. He's guiding us to come to common terms.
Sure. And also, the other point that as the Shia, we need to take into consideration based on the instructions of Imam is to take care of other Shias and to think about them. In another narration, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is quoted as saying, وَمَنْ بَخِلَ مِنْهُمْ بِمَا أَعَارَهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ عَلَى مَنْ أَمَرَهُ بِسَلَتِهِ فَإِنَّهُ يَكُونَ خَاسِرًا بِذَلِكَ لِأُولَاهُ وَآخِرَتِهِ. Imam is talking about the fact that as a Shia, sometimes you have, you are rich, you have properties, and other Shias come to you and asking for help. Then Imam says that in that case, if you are stingy regarding what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, Imam says, A'arahullah, which means that all these blessings that you have, they are aria, they are just divine trusts given to you. So if you are going to be stingy regarding other Shias, then you are khasara dunya wal akhira. You are a loser both in this world and the hereafter. World. This is another point that as Shia we need to think about.
So as Shias, you got to be generous.
Sure.
You got to be thinking about others, and you got to be taking care about the rights of others, because sometimes you are blessed with the bounties, and you must not think that these bounties are my own. Rather, these are the trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's your test. You are in the state of ibtila. How you help others with this trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how you become more generous, because our imams have been generous. Talking about imams, Imam Hassan alayhi salam was the most generous imam, who gave away his entire property twice and more than half of it for the third time. Besides the other generosities he would do in his common life. So none of us is like would be of that, can be on that stage to give entire property in the way of Allah. Well, we'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior, and we are with Dr. Karimi, and Dr. Karimi is helping us to understand about the ethics that Imam Zamana Jalla Ta'ala Faraja has taught us. We were talking about being generous, giving to others who are in need, taking care of others, not being stingy. So Imam has put a lot of emphasis on this, and before that we said Imam has put a lot of emphasis on the unity. So unity and generosity. Talking about generosity, Dr. Karimi, we have in Surah Ma'un, which in itself the word means that a small help. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the entire surah discusses that there are people who pray, But at the same time, they are not there to take care of the yatim. They are not there to take care of the orphans. They avoid the small assistance. And the surah is named over small assistance. They avoid, they keep away, although they do pray. And to these who pray and do not do the small assistance for others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, woe to these who pray, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need these prayers. The hidden meaning behind the prayers is to actually look after the others. So, Dr. Karimi, we would love to know more.
Sure, thank you for the introduction. So, yes, based on the other narrations received from the Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, you know, I think what matters is for us to correct our attitude and approach in this life. And this is mentioned by Imam Mahdi alayhi salam by saying, as I mentioned, bima a'arahullah, we are not possessing anything. As, I mean, finite human beings on this planet Earth, we are just, I mean, a kind of trust is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the concept of aria. We are not the true possessors of everything. Everything
reminds
belongs...
me of the noble Imam, Imam Ali al-Islam, mm-hmm. who says that if you think that you possess a property, you're only the security guard.
Exactly.
So that's really beautiful,
exactly.
How Imam puts it.
So if we change this attitude as from true possessors as just people who are charged with taking care of this trust, then if people come to us, I mean, it would be more easier to us to give the people from what we have. We have in the narrations that the requests of the people, the fact that people come to you for the request is a blessing from God.
Right.
If you get, upset, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this blessing to other people, meaning that people are not going to come to you anymore. They will go to other people, and you would be deprived of this blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So people out there, if they are, wealthy, rich, or even some people are poor, but still they give in charity. That is why the narrations tell us that if people constantly come to you, you need to feel happy that, alhamdulillah, people are coming to me and this is a blessing. Now, the other topic mentioned in some of the narrations of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is the concept of ikhlas, that is translated into sincerity. Again, in his narration addressing Sheikh al-Mufid, in the beginning part of this narration, Imam says, Salamun alayka ayyuhal mawla al-mukhlisu fi al-deen. So he's sending salam to Sheikh al-Mufid. He calls him mawla, a friend of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and then al-mukhlisu fi al-deen, the one who has sincerity in the religion. This is the significance of this concept. Many people may do righteous actions, but just for showing off.
So those who are sincere, Imam is calling them the friend.
Exactly.
And that's a great blessing in itself again. Thank you so much for enlightening us again with that beautiful session.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every night and every day, every night and every day. Now